Standing in front of a room full of investors, watching your life's work crumble in real time, that's where transformation begins. One moment, you're pitching interactive lottery terminals destined to revolutionize California gaming. The next, the contract vanishes and your company faces extinction. Most entrepreneurs would see only failure. But what if that moment of devastation held the seeds of something far greater? What if the very technology designed for lottery tickets could transform how millions of travelers navigate airports? This pivot from gambling kiosks to information terminals captures the essence of self-disruption, the radical willingness to question everything you thought you knew about yourself, your business, and your future. In an economy where Fortune 500 companies now survive barely a decade on average, this ability to reinvent yourself isn't just valuable, it's essential for survival. We carry invisible chains forged from others' opinions. A fifth grader labeled slow reader internalizes that identity. A college dropout believes formal education determines worth. Yet these stories are remarkably fragile and deliberately rewritable. Consider dyslexic entrepreneurs. They represent 35% of U.S. business owners, despite comprising just 10% of the population. Richard Branson's headmaster predicted prison or millionaire. Steve Jobs dropped out of Reed College but attended a calligraphy class. Those elegant typefaces became the foundation of desktop publishing. Their brains processed information differently, forcing creative workarounds that became competitive advantages. The limitation became the breakthrough. Breaking free requires active visualization. Olympic champion Megan Gendrick visualized perfect races before bed. Arnold Schwarzenegger imagined his biceps as mountains while lifting. Physical transformation follows mental reimagining, from obese executive to fit athlete through daily commitment to a new self-image. Success requires knowing your destination, not every step. Jim Carrey wrote himself a $10 million check for acting services rendered when broke, dated Thanksgiving 1995. By Thanksgiving 1994, he'd earned exactly that for Dumb and Dumber. Your subconscious can't distinguish vividly imagined experiences from real ones, making daily visualization powerful. But visualization without action is fantasy. Define your values with brutal honesty. Want a family or an 80-hour startup? Christy Lewis launched Quinn Popcorn on maternity leave because if you have a mission, you make it work. David Brenner abandoned Tonight Show appearances to maintain custody of his son. Neither choice is wrong. Unconscious choices lead to regret. Choose jobs for skill acquisition, not salary. When learning stops, leave. Mentors accelerate growth and are surprisingly accessible. Attend conferences, send genuine appreciation, offer value before asking. Oprah started as a radio intern, Tom Ford at Chloe before revolutionizing Gucci. Set deadlines and work backward. Hospice workers report dying patients' greatest regret is not living true to themselves. Living differently for 3 years enables you to live at a level most never reach. When the music industry collapsed from $14.6 billion to $6.3 billion between 1999 and 2009, smart executives realized their skills transcended industries. Your value lies in capabilities, not company names. Today's economy demands lifelong learning through repeated cycles of education, work, and reinvention. Standing out requires updated skills and strategic self-presentation, sometimes literal rebranding, like adopting an all-black wardrobe to signal transformation or redistributing energy entirely when burnout transforms a photography hobby into Blurb, now shipping millions of custom books yearly. Personal promotion has been democratized. Public speaking lets you reach hundreds simultaneously. Every industry hosts conferences seeking speakers. Social media builds familiarity while improving search visibility. One entrepreneur leveraged Twitter to meet Richard Branson, who invested $1 million in her startup. For maximum impact, get published on platforms like Forbes. The ultimate goal is differentiation. Be the best at what you do or the only one doing it. Large organizations obsess over competing with other giants while overlooking smaller threats. When a scheduled meeting with MI Music's CEO got canceled, a quick thinker offered to share his airport limo ride instead. Los Angeles traffic provided more conversation time than any office meeting. By the time the CEO's plane landed in London, he'd received a 20-page digital strategy plan and a job offer. At EMI, the strategy involved partnering with digital startups and taking equity instead of demanding huge advances, generating $100 million in incremental revenue the first year. Despite this success, the industry's refusal to adapt, exemplified by their war against Napster rather than learning from it, led to catastrophic decline. Most corporate leaders view the future as a continuation of past success. Microsoft CEO dismissed the iPhone, unable to envision mobile apps. Kodak promoted only from within and deprioritized digital technology, filing for bankruptcy after 124 years. At Sony, departmental silos prevented innovation. Walkman refused to compete with iPods. PlayStation rejected digital media, and Sony Pictures demanded its own streaming service. The key to internal disruption? Get what you want by giving the company what it thinks it wants. When executives rejected a social platform proposal, securing sponsorships from Microsoft, Hyundai, MasterCard, and Tommy Hilfiger seeking college market access changed everything. The platform launched with over 1 million registered students within 6 months, and the company profited without investing a penny. Disruptive ideas come from observation, not inspiration. A Dayton salesman became a billionaire noticing Americans treat dogs as family, creating premium dog food that Procter & Gamble bought for $2.3 billion. Entrepreneurs solve personal problems. One created an REM cycle alarm clock. Another invented odor eaters for his wife's foot odor. When Sony's chairman struggled with electronics, an employee created a 1,500 concierge service that became a successful division. Most entrepreneurs wrongly fear idea theft when they should focus on rigorous testing. One accelerator offers $1,000 to anyone who can steal their idea because validation, not theft, is the challenge. Rather than nurturing ideas like seedlings, disruptors should attack them relentlessly, finding every failure point. The goal is a zombie idea, one surviving every assault, hardened through criticism. The most successful accelerator, which launched Airbnb and Dropbox, doesn't require teams to have ideas when applying. They invest in passionate people, not concepts. We all begin life believing anything is possible. Somewhere along the way, most people abandon those dreams, accepting limitations imposed by others. But history remembers disruptors, leaders who first transform themselves, then transform the world around them. Technology has democratized disruption. Google's 1998 launch required million-dollar servers. Today, an iPad exceeds that power. The first human genome sequencing cost over $1 billion. Now it approaches $100. Low-cost smartphones will bring another billion people into the digital age, while the Internet of Things will connect 50 billion devices by 2022. The cost to launch a globally disruptive business has plummeted to nearly zero. Even our greatest accomplishments will eventually be disrupted. Columbus received a lifetime pension for crossing the Atlantic. Today, there are 700 transatlantic flights daily. Each revolutionary advancement empowers the next wave of disruptors. The joy of disruption comes from accepting our temporal state, knowing that in this era of endless innovation, we each can seek new problems to solve. Your purpose is to contribute by reinventing yourself and your world. So ask yourself, what invisible chains are you carrying? What impossible dream did you abandon? What problem are you uniquely positioned to solve?